All right, here we go. So the S&P 500 closes above 5,100 for the first time ever. And the NASDAQ hits a new all-time high. So what's next? Can this winning streak continue? That's what we're going to talk about today. So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Market Notes. It is already Monday, March 4th. I am back in my studio in Texas. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Jeez, Mark, and fireworks all over the place, and you're gone. Let me bring you back in here. There you are.
Thanks for that, Marcus. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, markets just want to go up right now. The S&P up, I think it was 7 out of the last 8 weeks and 2 consecutive wins in a row. But I think you need to look at the bigger move, which really has taken place all year long.
Yeah, I mean, this is where... Pretty much, if you look at this, I mean, ever since we hit the lows mid-October, markets have been moving higher. And that's quite a significant move. If you look at the percentages here from the lows to the highs right now, we're up 25% in the markets in the S&P 500. Kind of crazy. I think it's even more in the NASDAQ.
Huge move. And the Fed hasn't even cut rates yet.
No, they have not. I mean, right now it just still AI boom, and maybe possibly they're cutting rates. I mean, it's just crazy. Also, when you look at Bitcoin, I mean, Bitcoin, you blink and it's moving another $1,000. I mean, earlier this morning it was just cracking the $65,000 mark, and now it's already at $66,000.
Yeah, just a huge rally in Bitcoin. I mean, what's going to stop it? We'll have to see. What goes up must come down. But so far, nothing stopping Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, this is just marching higher, going parabolic here. And we always get nervous when we see these parabolic moves. This usually means that there's a very steep correction. But if you look in the stock market, we don't have this parabolic move. This is where we just have a nice and orderly move marching higher.
I agree. It looks a lot more, I mean, they're both realistic because they're happening. But the move in the stock market, it appears to be, like you said, a little more orderly, a little more safe for sure. Can we get a correction? Yes, I would love to see a pullback, actually, but right now a little more stability there, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of this is just fueled by NVIDIA, which is now, let's see where we are this morning. Let me quickly refresh it. Still the third largest company in the U.S. By market cap, and by $2.13 trillion. And I mean, if you look at NVIDIA and see where they are since October, I mean, they gained 120%. I think overall, over the last 12 months, they're up 260%. And even this morning, up another 3.6%.
Yeah, just another impressive move. Gapping higher, taking off, rallying again. And gosh, what can potentially stop this runaway train, Marcus?
Fed Chief Powell. If you look at the economic calendar, you know that Powell might be able to derail this train. So not a whole lot going on today, actually nothing, not a whole lot going on Tuesday. But then we have Powell speaking twice this week, testifying on Wednesday in front of the House of Representatives, and then on Thursday again in front of the Senate. And I do believe that he might actually say something that might push markets lower.
I think that these are key things to watch. We also have jobs, right? So jobs on Friday, we're going to get a little bit of a peek on Wednesday with JOLTS job openings there. But yeah, the Powell and his testimony, maybe he's going to say something the traders don't want to hear about inflation being a little stickier and the need to not cut rates sooner. We'll have to see.
Yeah, and I mean, we also know that in the December meeting, the Fed said, okay, we're planning to cut rates 3 times this year. Now, we're only 16 days away from the next Fed meeting, and I kind of feel that they will revise that statement. I feel that they will revise it and say, okay, the dot plot for this year will be 2 rate cuts. What do you think?
I think that that is a very safe guess. And I mean, if you think about it, we have inflation kind of sticky, right? I think that I'm not worried about inflation just running out of control again. But with the economy still plugging along, doing well, with the inflation readings that we saw recently, a little bit higher than expected, and with the markets at record highs, I mean, why would the Fed be in a hurry to cut rates if they want to see some more data after some, you know, higher inflation numbers that we just had?
Right. So we look at the probabilities. Pretty much no chance of a rate cut in the next meeting. I mean, very slim possibility of a rate cut, only 25% in the meeting after. And again, we need to know that Fed funds futures traders here are always a little bit more hopeful. I mean, they're overly optimistic. So yeah. This is where right now we talked about it. It seems that any possible rate cut is being pushed back to July. And they might say, okay, we do only 2 more this year, and this could be maybe July, maybe another one towards the end of the year, maybe not even as early as July. They might push it back to September.
We'll have to see, but I don't think that's out of the question.
Yeah. And just like this, also this morning, rates are marching higher again. And it's so interesting to see that this morning, the 2-year yield is raising faster than the 10-year yield. I mean, over the past, let's go to the spread here, the difference between these 2 yields. And over the last few days, we had actually the 10-year yield rising quicker than the 2-year, but this morning, it's the other way around again.
Yeah, it did look like things were starting to normalize a little bit. And in a normal situation, you don't have this inverted yield curve and instead further dated securities would have a higher rate, right? Tying your money up longer would yield better returns. But in this case, the 5-year and 10-year are in sync with what would be normal, right. But the 2-year is still out of sync.
Yeah. All right, crude oil. Got to talk about crude oil. I mean, crude oil actually moved above 80 on Friday for the first time since November last year. I mean, that's kind of significant. And we have the OPEC Plus meeting this week.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And I see actually a recent headline that OPEC Plus extended production cuts through the second quarter.
Well, so production cuts and yet crude oil today moving a little bit lower.
Maybe a little by the rumors, all the facts.
All right, talking about rumors and facts this morning. Apple, the news came out that they got hit with more than $1.95 billion in the antitrust fine. That's big, even for Apple.
Sure. That's pretty big. And I think that right now it's, okay, where does this end, right? Is this, it's a big hit anyway, but just where does it end? I think so. Apple below 175. I was watching this. I love Apple. I think Apple's a solid company. And right now it's just kind of not, gosh, I don't even want to say a free fall. But the chart doesn't really look that great unless you're anticipating support holding up somewhere. So keeping an eye on this one. But with that news, definitely a sell-off.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity. So if you guys like Apple to pick it up at 172.50 after it has been trading around 200, it seems to be in a very solid range here. somewhere between 170 and 200. So right now, an opportunity to pick it up at the lower end of the range. And I said, the key question is, will this support hold or will Apple move lower? I believe it will hold. So therefore, I think that this is a really good trade.
There you have it.
And there you have it. All right, let's see what else is in the news today. And then we take a look at our positions. Macy's in the news today. Macy's actually significantly higher, 16%, up 16% after they actually got a higher bid to buy out Macy's here.
Yeah, I didn't see the exact terms there, Marcus. We mentioned it in the mastermind group, but
21. Yeah, so this is a group that wants to take Macy's private, and previously they were offering $21 per share, and they just upped it on Friday to now $24 per share. Now, if you think about it, I mean, Macy's has been trading around, what, 17, 18, and jumped this morning. So right now at around 21, which was the previous offer. So this just shows us that with an offer of 24, there's still some uncertainty. Will they go through with it? Can they go through with this? Will this offer be accepted? But I mean, since this is a significant increase from 21 to 24, Macy's this morning benefiting from this, up 16%.
Yeah, nice move there. But you mentioned it, there still is some uncertainty because of a buyout at 24 was pretty much certain, then the stock would be trading closer to 24.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about our positions. And first, let's take a look at our WTF position. No new WTF positions, but CVS that we entered on Friday is plugging along nicely, even though it was higher this morning, pulling back a little bit. We bought it at 73.40. And you bought it at 73.50, right now trading at 74.15. So nicely up here for us.
Yeah, nice win so far. And we'll see if we have an exit today or tomorrow if we stay at these higher prices. But so far working out just as we would hope.
Yeah. All right. And then looking at our wheel positions here. And first up, CSIQ with interest rates moving higher. CSIQ moving lower here this morning. And it seems that we are finding some support here again around the 20 mark. I mean, we wanted to see it move higher, but right now with the uncertainty and interest rates marching higher, CSIQ lower. And again, probably have to wait until they report earnings in 10 days from now. And this is where we will learn more. And I believe that this will push me CSIQ higher.
I think so. I agree.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about GDXJ in a moment because we did some more stuff with GDXJ and NEE this morning. Down 0.9%, again, interest rate sensitive. So as interest rates are higher this morning, they're slightly lower. But it seems that we're still in this range between around 54 to 57. And I'm mainly looking here at closing prices, not these intraday prices. But that's the range, and we're also ready for NEE to break above this range.
That's what we'd like to see, and I think this weakness in both right now is the yields staying higher longer scenario. But maybe this week, there's some commentary that changes that. We'll have to see.
We will see. And then we have UPS, and UPS, yes, decisively breaking above the 148. That has been support resistance this morning, trading at 151.56. So again, my break even at $139. So I'm doing good there. Trying to sell calls against my cost basis at 157.50. UPS has to move a little bit higher, but today a very nice move of 2.3%. I'll take that.
Oh, can't complain at all. Loving this break to the upside. And that's what can happen when we see a resistance level like that and then consolidation. So looking for this to continue.
Yeah. And then GDXJ. So let's talk about this. GDXJ just making a massive move here this morning. And this is where we got assigned at 33. And then, I mean, you got assigned a little bit earlier than me. We did sell calls against our existing positions. You made some good money with premium. I made some good money with premium. And we were selling calls against half of our position at 33. You then decided to sell calls against the other half of your position at the 34 level. And this seems to work out great.
Yeah, on Friday, I rolled out my 33s to this Friday, and I got 53% annualized. Then I sold the 34s for, I think it was a quarter, and that was looking pretty good. And then more follow through this morning. And Marcus, your target all of a sudden became a reality.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the 35. So this is where I sold calls against half of my position at 35. So this is actually working out great. And I also still have the 33 call that I sold expiring this Friday. And this is how this will shake out. So this morning I sold the 35 and I got, let's actually collapse this so that we can zoom in here a little bit better. And I got 25 cents, so against half of my position. So I pocketed $750 in premium. Now, if GDXJ by Friday stays above 35, I will get an additional $6,000 in gain from the stock, bringing my total gain up to $6,750. Now, again, too early to tell. Today is just Monday, but it is looking good. And this could be a really nice trade.
Can't complain. Looking good.
Yeah. And also just to, let me just punch it in here so that we see it. So GDXJ, I did receive. So I got assigned at 33. And for the March 8th, I did receive against 3,000 shares, $1.69 in premium. So this is, what do we have here? The strike price is 33. So is that correct? 3,000 shares? Wait a minute.
Wait, you got $1.69?
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm just looking here. Okay, 27 cents. Oh, yeah.
I wish
I would have gotten this. Yeah. All right, anyhow. So that's an additional $810. There we go. It is right now trading at $1.69. This is where I got confused. So added on to this. So potentially a $7,500 trade in addition to all the premium that we already made. So that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, GDXJ has been fun. A little all over the place, but I'll take it. That extra volatility is working in our favor.
Absolutely. So on this, I mean, we were looking at Apple today. We were looking at Nike today, but haven't pulled the trigger, especially with potentially the markets moving here with Powell speaking on Wednesday, because today overall, I mean, the markets are not doing anything. Look at this 5-minute chart of the S&P 500. I mean, markets are just diddling around right now, waiting for some impulses. Not a whole lot happening. The S&P right now down 4 points. This is 0.09%. The Nasdaq down 0.2%. And the Dow down 0.3%. Probably being dragged down by Apple, right?
Sure. But I mean, just not moving at all. So traders waiting right now.
Traders waiting. And so do we for the right opportunity. And as soon as we see one, we'll jump on it and we'll let you know what we are doing. So hope that you enjoyed today's show. And if you did, do us a favor and click like. We really appreciate it. And then also share this video with others. Spread the word and have them subscribe to the channel, because we will be back again. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.